Glagweb went into an insane rage, spitting slime as he croaked venomously at the badger maid.
Croak! I wait no longer! You have angered me, and soon you will all die! Croak! I will make your death so slow and painful you will plead to be eaten! Croak!
After the toads had gone, Mara apologized to the other captives.
I'm sorry I lost my temper and hastened your deaths, but I couldn't stand that loathsome toad staring at me.
Norda wiped mud from an apple and bit into it.
What's the difference? We're all going to die anyway. Probably better sooner than later. Get it over with.
Pickle nibbled at a strawberry reflectively.
I don't know whether to stuff myself and give those toads a good scoff or belly well starve so they won't have much to chew on. What do you think, Nordo Oled? As I said, Pickle, makes no difference. Once you're dead, then that's it, fat or thin.
Here, what's all this?
Mara put a paw around Nordo's shoulders.
You talk as if the end is inevitable. Where's your famous fighting spirit of the Gaussum?
Nordo sat down heavily in the mud and slapped his paws in it.
Look at this! Mud, slime, sludge everywhere! Trapped in a pit like frogs in a barrel! Forced to live in this filth! I can't take it anymore! Living like a wriggling swamp insect!
He yelled hoarsely and threw himself at the pit walls, slipping and sliding as he tried to claw his way upward. A grass noose snaked down without warning and settled over Nordo's shoulders. Suddenly, the pit edge was alive with a mob of toads croaking and hopping gleefully as Glagweb waved his trident and bellowed loudly.
Oh! Now we eat them one by one! Oh!
Pickle dived forward and grabbed Nordo's footpaws.
Come on, chaps! Don't let the scurvy knaves take him!
Mara waded forward and seized the rope. Several shrews hurried to help her, and the badger maid called to them.
Pull with all your might!
On the top side of the pit, toads attached themselves to the rope and hauled frantically.
Oh, heave if you want food! Heave!
Glagweb shouted at them. The toughened grass rope stretched and squeaked taut as creatures at both ends bent their backs into the tug of war. Two young shrews named Scraggle and Wick climbed over the heads of the others and began attacking the rope with their bare teeth. Pickle smiled grimly.
That's the stuff to give the troops, lads! Bite away!
Several toads leaned over the edge and prodded with their tridents, but they were driven back with a volley of mud balls from the pit below. Scraggle and Wick bit furiously into the straining rope, spitting dried grass left and right as their sharp teeth worked on the fibres. The rope parted with a loud snap. On top, the toads went staggering back and landed in a heap on Glagweb. He thrust at them cruelly with his trident.
Grog! Off, fools! Get off the king!
Mara, Pickle, and Nordo fell back into the pit in a splashing deluge of watery mud. Still clinging to the severed half of the rope, a pile of shrews fell in on top of them. Through the slime and sludge, they laughed aloud at their victory.
We won! We won! Hooray!
I see! Good show, you chaps! That'll teach old Glagguts what!
An arrow came streaking down and pierced Scraggle's paw. Glagweb appeared at the pit edge with several toad archers.
Grog! Kill! Kill them all!
Mara felt something hit her between the ears. She clapped a paw to her head and caught the object. From the corner of her eye, she caught sight of a wren zooming overhead. Holding up the acorn, she roared aloud.
Look! It's the acorn! Eulalia!
Immediately, the battle cries of the Gaussum shrews reached their ears. Nordo dived into a wall cave, avoiding arrows as he threw slings and stones forward, lifting his head in an answering war shout to his father's warriors, who were pressing up from the riverbank.
Logga, 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 log!
An arrow zipped between Pickle's ears as he flung off a rounded stone from his sling. There was a satisfying thud as it caught a toad guard in the throat. Toads were everywhere, swinging their vicious flails and thrusting with tridents. Fierce-eyed Gaussum warriors, their heads bound in bright-coloured cloths, leapt to the fray, parrying and riposting with their short fencing rapiers.
Yeah, stiff to you, scumbag!
On guard! One, two, slay!
Mara and the rest whirled stones upward with as much speed and force as they could muster, dodging arrows and ducking long pike thrusts from the toads on top.